Subject 47 years old and never been tested. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. I am here in Vegas at the Hoodies alone, and there is something weighing on my heart, so I decided to write in. I've been talking to a man for about a month. I really like this guy, and we connected immediately. I am 53 and he is 47. The getting to know us phase has turned up some issues, but since they won't harm or hurt me, I can compromise. The thing that brought us to a halt is his refusal to be tested for HIV. He says he never has and never will. How in 2012 are some of us still stuck on stupid and afraid of being tested? Really? I have tried everything to help him see that this is something he should do for himself. We're in Georgia, and I don't know if it makes a difference being in the Bible Belt and all, but it breaks my heart because this is a deal breaker for me. Do you think there is anything I can do to urge him to get tested? Thanks in advance for any advice. Even though it's only been a month, it is painful pulling away from him. Real painful. I think this is a lot after only a month. So much other stuff, to talk about after only a month of dating. But since we're talking about it, I'll say this to you. Sorry that you should have to, but you can get over the pain. You say it's going to be really painful pulling away from him. Time, it takes time, and time will heal all those wounds. And because since this is a deal breaker for you, this relationship after only a month has apparently run its course, I would say. I still think it's a bit early for all of this, but if you've asked him, if you've told him how important it is to you, how it will make you feel if he did it, if you've made it a requirement, as Steve so often says, and he still refuses to get tested, then stick to your guns. You have every right to want what you want and get it. You like him, but if he's uncompromising, you mentioned in your letter that you've compromised on some things that won't harm or hurt you, and he's uncompromising on this. If he won't take an HIV test, something that will make you happy and secure about his health, then you have to be with someone who will. To me, it's just that simple. Again, I'll say this. I still think it's a bit early to even have that discussion. Not that you shouldn't have it, but I think it's a little early. Steve?
Okay, Cheryl, I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you 1,000% on this. I don't think it's too early at all. This is a very important conversation. I think they have to have this conversation now. It's been 30 days. She's really liking this guy, and this obviously is getting ready to move in another direction. This is a real simple conversation. This ain't a conversation about marriage or nothing, which they should be having that conversation too, because you're 53 years old, he's 47, you ain't got time for no games. Look, for us to move forward, are you willing to get tested? No, never have, never will. That's ignorance at its highest level. This is about education. This is about knowing your status. This is about staying healthy, staying alive. This is about your life. This is about the risk and safety of everyone involved other than yourself. What you're meeting now is a man who doesn't care what you think or want and is only concerned about his own self. I never have, I never will. That's an amazing statement in 2012 for anybody to make. And God bless you for having this conversation so early, because this conversation is needed by more people before they have sex than to wait until after they have sex. And that's the problem in a lot of communities. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to know. Well, on the other hand, would love to know if there was something wrong with me so I could address the issues. If you've met a man who doesn't want to know what's wrong with him, then he doesn't care about what's wrong with you.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. And the funny bone is in there.
Lord, I'm not saying that she should never have the discussion. I never said that. I just think, it's a little early. You have 90 days. That's all.
No, Shirley.
That's just my opinion.
This is the conversation that they have to have now. This is about HIV testing.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I just
You don't want to have a conversation at 90 days, right? You want to have a wait before.
No, but it's 30. You got another 30. You got another 30. You can mix it in there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.